This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Alaska, reeling from the drop in oil prices, is proposing a 25% income tax, which would alter its position as the least taxed state in the U.S. The mastermind behind an online drug and money laundering bazaar, Silk Road, was undone by an IRS agent using Google's advanced search. In the new budget bill, Republicans assert a provision blocking the IRS from creating rules to curb the growing abuse of the tax law by thinly veiled political machines posing as social welfare organizations and receiving 501c4 tax-exempt status. The Republicans have also barred the Securities and Exchange Commission from finalizing rules requiring corporations to disclose their political campaign spending to investors. A recent jewelry auction by the pawn shop of the Caja Madrid Foundation, a spinoff of the biggest failed savings bank in Spain, raised almost €1 million, which was given to a school for the deaf and autistic, continuing a tradition of the Cajas, or saving banks, supporting charities in the Spanish austerity program years. The achievement gap between children from rich and poor families is higher today than it was 25 years ago, according to a recent study in the Pew Research Center. Furthermore, higher income and educational inequality increase the incentive to seek out a good marriage match, so the process may become self-enforcing over the future in what is called assertive mating. American weapon sales to other countries rose to $36.2 billion last year, more than half of the global arms trade, a congressional study has found. China is moving to expel a reporter, Ursula Gauthier, who had written an article criticizing Beijing's attempt to link the Paris attacks to ethnic violence in China's northwest. Robert Downey, who's been one of Hollywood's top stars since his 2008 comeback in Iron Man, was among 91 people granted pardons by Governor Jerry Brown of California, who's made a tradition of granting pardons on Christmas Eve. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 189 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.